I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so yesterday we checked with Messy Mikey while he was on his very first spring break. In fact, we've done it a couple of different days now. First day, he hits us up, he gets down to spring break, and he was so sober and so chill. I'm like, really? That's going to be this dude's spring break? That is not the way I remember it. Yesterday was a little different if you missed it.
Hey, this is Michael Jonathan Wakefield. This is me on the recorder, and what's it called again? What I do again is I did something. I did a thing. I don't know. I did something. I forget what it was. Oh. I don't remember. I said the thing. For shiz. Wait, what was it again? I said the thing. Wait, hold on, just hold on. You know what I told him? Is that everything's gonna be fine and you had nothing to worry about? Is that what the hell I was doing? I don't know. I honestly can't remember right now. I'll send another voicemail in a second. I don't even know what the hell that is. What the F? Wait, oh sh**. No, all right. No sh**. It's all good. Yeah, we're good.
No, we're not, Mike.
I know how Mikey thinks at the end of that when he said, what the F? He thought he actually said the word and got nervous about it.
I got drunk just listening to that, I think.
That's exactly how he should sound on his spring break.
I will confess something, that I have had a similar conversation in the cage with my dog coming home from a bar one night. Literally crawled in the cage and had a talk with him. All right, so that was like yesterday. And then right after the show, I think dude wakes up and he's feeling so bad that he leaves a message for us. This is from yesterday morning after we played that.
Jesus. Well, I just woke up. I can't tell if I'm drunk or I'm hungover. My girlfriend's mad at me. That's a pizza I'm warming up. I am in critical condition. This is bad news. I don't know what I sent you last night. I'm not even going to listen to the segment, honestly. It's too hard to live through. I've thrown 3 water bottles. All right. See ya.
Have we not all been there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened the night before.
Did you catch that? He said he drank 3 water bottles.
That sounds about right.
I think he's second-guessing this whole thing because I think his family is really upset.
Oh, God.
All right. Hey, this is Michael Wakefield. I'm sitting out here by the beach. You can hear the waves crashing. There's some sketchy people walking by, and I don't want anything to do with them. So today, I took it easy. I'm sorry. I took it easy. I was hungover as a mug. I burnt my whole body to a crisp. I can barely move. After last night's drunk diaries, I've pretty much disappointed my whole family. I'm feeling a lot of shame right now, a hell of a lot of shame. My mom is not happy at all.
She offered to pay me $550 to not record another junk diary. So I feel terrible about that. Today, I completed zero tasks. Zero. But you know what? Believe you me, I'm getting bingo by the end of this trip. You can take that to the bank. My last task is getting a fake argument with my girlfriend, have her throw a drink in my face. She's pretty nervous about it, but we're going to get it done. It's happening. As of right now, this is all I've got to give to you. I feel bad for embarrassing my family, and it's just not worth it. I can't do last night again. That's it. I'm getting this bingo done. This has been Michael Wakefield signing off. I'll be seeing you.
He's not 100% sober yet.
No, he's not.
Every time he says his full name in these little clips, I can't help but picture his mom, who is now severely disappointed in him, sitting in the hospital bed, looking down and being like, this is Michael Jonathan Wakefield. He could be anything he wants. An astronaut, a scientist, and then we get Messy Mikey on the radio.
Or if we're in $550 for him to shut up.
It's hilarious. Now, to explain the bingo card thing to him.
So we have different tasks that we've charged Messy Mikey to do. One of them is getting in a fake argument with his girlfriend. I gave him one that I thought he could benefit from. I told him, propose to your girlfriend in a bar. Everyone's going to be buying you free drinks all night. So it's all these different things we've asked him to do on spring break. There's 9 tasks. He has to get 3 in a row on this bingo card for him to win $500.
Now, the one I submitted was the nasty version of what Abby did, which was the one he just picked, which was he's got to go into a bar and pretend to get into an argument with his girlfriend, and she has to throw a drink in his face, and we need to hear the audio of everybody there.
And mine was the complete opposite. I just wanted him to hold his girlfriend's hand and tell her how much he loves her in front of the whole bar.
Oh, dude, too easy.
Get it? The Burt Show.